Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart Broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Proverbs chapter 24, verse number 13, the Bible says, "My son, eat thou honey, because it is good, and the honeycomb, which is sweet to thy taste." I don't know about you, but I like honey. I don't eat a lot of it anymore, for a multitude of reasons, but I still like honey. I've even had honey straight from the hive. I knew some beekeepers at one point in time, and I would go out and they would pull the slides out of the boxes and cut a spot of the honeycomb out and hand it to you. Boy, there's nothing sweeter, nothing better than that. Here's the problem. The little critters who make honey can be a bit of a problem. Honeybees are only about an inch long, but they have a stinger in the tail that packs a poisonous punch. As a matter of fact, it's so poisonous that it can even be deadly if you're allergic to it or if you get too many stings all at one time. You add to that, it just flat out hurts when they sting you. These fast attack dive bombing bees can really earn your respect. Honeybees are quite interesting creatures. They are small, hardworking factories. And honestly, you don't maybe realize it, but honeybees feed the world. If it were not for the honeybees and the pollinization, much of the food in our world would not grow. I believe there's so many lessons we can get from a honeybee, especially in Scripture. And I want to share some of those with you today. Number one, the honeybee is busy making sweet things out of bitter irritants. We need to be like a busy bee. You know, a bee will land on between 50 and 100 flowers every trip they make from the hive. They eat the nectar and collect the pollen to fertilize the flowers. The bitter pollen is used to spread new life. It's used to bring new beauty. Their work makes sweet life in honey. And it makes flowers and plants and food. And the honey and the pollen they collect allow them to have an immunity to the effect of the pollen. By the way, that's the way we Christians ought to be. We ought to be taking those bitter and those nasty and those irritable things and collecting them and spreading them around so that we can make honey out of it versus just the bitterness. Number two, honeybees are out in the field. They're not in the dirt or in the mud. You know, they hang around the sweet nectar. They don't hang around the mud. Proverbs chapter 16, verse number 24 says, "Pleasant words are as an honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones." Honeybees are not like those old, what we called ground bees or bumblebees or a dirt dauber. They don't waste their time in life on the dirty things. They don't waste their time in gossip. They don't waste their time talking about sinful things. They don't waste their time in the dirt of entertainment. They don't waste their time being negative about everything they don't like. Well, you get into a patch of ground beans one day when you're mowing grass or digging in the garden, you'll find out how fast those old dirt bees can get after you. Honeybees are out in the field. They're on the best quality of things. Number three, they only carry fuel for straight flights. Do you know that if a bee gets off course more than just a few feet, they'll probably die and never make it back to the hive? They go out with a purpose. They don't let the shiny things around them deter them. They don't let me look over here and let me look over there. They know exactly how much fuel to take on board to get to where they're going and get back. You know, we shouldn't get so sidetracked in the Christian life. We need to stay on course. I like what it says, where it says, I've finished my course. I've kept the faith. I'd like to end my life by saying, I've stayed strong in the scriptures. I haven't changed on the King James Bible. Haven't changed on salvation. Haven't changed on standards. When I die, and they're as strong now as they were when I started preaching when I was 13 years old. Number four, honeybees have only one stinger, and they die if they use it. In other words, honeybees try to avoid conflict. Honeybees don't enjoy conflict. I was out hunting one day and was at the farm, and I began to open one of the cattle gates. And when I did, I didn't realize that it had rusted a hole on the back side of the tube, and inside there were a bunch of hornets or wasps of some sort. When I grabbed a hold of that thing, I started getting hammered. And that thing bit me 3, 4, 5 times in the hand before I could get it off and get to where I could handle that thing. It had attitude. You know, honeybees can't do that. They have one stinger. They don't enjoy conflict. They don't enjoy being contrary. You know, when Christians begin to fight and use their stinger, they begin to die in their Christian life. We ought not pull that stinger out and use it. The stinger has a bitter poison that pumps into the enemy and adds to the hurt, but it kills the one that gave it. Did you know bitterness will kill you? Christians need to get rid of the bitterness in their life. Don't allow it to destroy your life. Number five, honeybees only fellowship with honeybees. You know, they don't live with the wasps or the hornets or the bumblebees. They stay and colonize together and they work together. A hive buzzes with work and love and life. They keep each other warm. This is where the young ones are hatched and taught to work, and they all eat from each other's labor. Let's enjoy the hive called the local New Testament church. And lastly, honeybees do a lot of work in such a short life, and it doesn't seem that they produce a whole lot. One bee can produce about 1 teaspoon of honey in its 6 months of life. Compare the size of the bee to the work it does, and that's actually quite a bit. A honeybee will travel 25,000 miles in its 1 ounce body. It's amazing. That means it will literally fly around the world. Let's have a great day, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages, or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.